Naughty, naughty computer. Bad, naughty, nasty computer. Shame, 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 naughty computer. Naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer.
Are you doing something?
I'm getting prepared, man.
It's the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, and now joining us live in the studios, Chatty Boy Pyle.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
With the overview of yesterday's newsletter and some tips and tricks and some geek speak.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day.
Good day.
You know, this is the first year in probably 5 years we haven't had to broadcast from the FBR. From the open,
haven't had the pleasure of
listening, trying to do a show with all that noise, and it's kind of cool.
That's not stopping me though.
No,
I'm going there right after the show.
You're gonna go sample some eye candy, are you?
Well, I'm playing.
Just are you?
Yeah.
Are you in the pro? No, that was the other day.
You know, on the plane back from Minneapolis, I saw the movie The Greatest Game Ever Played.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Hey, just when you go to the bird's nest tonight. Watch out for the bird's nest flu.
Oh, yeah, I will.
Yeah.
It's nasty.
It's going
you
around.
Can catch some interesting things at that nest.
You single boys. Geek Speak of the Week! Every week we try to bring you a little more terminology that you can use at cocktail parties to sound really pretty spanky.
A little geeky.
For sure.
What cocktail parties would that be?
Well, the one at the bird's nest, for sure.
There you go.
Pull out some of that Geek Speak, Chad. See how it works for you.
Well, today I'll be using technoplegic.
Now, I'll bet quite a few people at the bird's nest are going to be technoplegic.
Yeah.
Technoplegic.
Especially after that third one.
The third double?
Yeah, that's the six-pack.
When they're getting a little sloppy?
Right.
Yeah.
A person who feels paralyzed mentally when faced with technology. That's it.
When you feel paralyzed mentally.
Well, not physically, obviously. Well,
when faced with technology. Technoplegic. All right.
Yeah. Oh, no. You know as well as we run into technoplegics all the time. Where
I give you a B plus on that.
It's a very common affliction.
The deer in the headlights thing when the right click thing comes up. What?
Yes.
Right click?
Write the word click? Where?
Well, I only got, there's three mouse buttons, but.
What are you, from Arkansas today?
I don't know.
What else we got on the newsletter?
I'm mixed up. I'm confused.
Yeah.
We got lots of good stuff. One of our callers, I think, was discussing trying to figure out a way to free up memory. And one way you can do that is this tip of the week. Reclaim hard drive space from the recycle bin. The recycle bin reserves 10% by default, 10% of your hard drive space. Now, a long time ago, that wasn't a big deal when you only had a 10-gig hard drive. But now hard drives are 80, 160, 250 gigabytes. 10% of that is
huge.
What if I made myself a huge drive array at 1 terabyte? That would be like 341 gigabytes of free space that it would take up.
Yeah.
Right?
You don't need that kind of space for your recycle then?
Do the goat math.
Jeez.
So here's a tip to reduce that, especially if you have a really large hard drive.
Right. And it's really, really easy way to reduce the size of your recycle then.
So, wait, what's the tip? You just said reduce it, but how?
That you have to go
read
to the
newsletter.
Yeah.
Oh, what a let! I thought you were going to just give me the tip right now, and it would be something like Brandon, just create this file called $sys$ and
how about this, Brandon? Go to the website, put in your email address, subscribe to the newsletter, and you can learn all about it.
Well, actually, no. Here, Brandon. Here's how you do it, and this is just for Brandon. Do not anybody in Radio Land try this.
Absolutely
else. Do start, run, and then command or CMD, and then type. Delete, space, asterisk, period, asterisk. That'll free up a lot of space.
Nobody do this.
Don't everybody do that. Just Brandon, because that tells it to delete everything.
It's a special Brandon tip of the week.
Nobody do this.
There you go. You happy?
We recommend no one do this.
Do not do
just
that.
Just for the record, this is now on tape. If no one do this.
If you do, you're a muyuk or a number 48.
Bonehead of the day.
There you go.
I know we're going to get a call later. I can't boot up now because... We do not recommend this.
How about Get a Clue?
Get a Clue!
Yeah, don't.
Every sound file has now been played.
Now, have we basically told them don't do this?
Yeah, don't do it.
Don't do
this. Hey, Chad, hey, thanks for the yummy, good taste.
You betcha.
Hang on. Shortcut of the week, real quick.
Shortcut of the week is Shift plus Delete, which will permanently delete files, bypassing the recycle bin altogether.
So hold the Shift key down before you hit Delete, and then it'll just completely bypass the recycle bin, and it won't take up. It's actually gone.
You better really hope that you want it gone.
Yeah, only if you're sure you didn't want it.
Yeah.
Right? That's the caveat there.
Also, MySpace sex crimes. Loud noises may hurt your ears if you use iPods. Watch out.
What? I guess we got to go find out by clicking online at datadoctors.com, huh? The free computer help section. Look for where it says subscribe. You can see the archive of the last 10 newsletters, including all those tips.
Did you say newsletters?
Newsletters, jerk. And you can sign up for the newsletter right there, too. Just look for the subscribe button. More Computer Corner when we return.
In Puerto Rico, you don't become a baseball fan.